Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Tonight it's all about progressive house and melodic techno via Portugal from DJ and producer Dougal Fox. I've got an excellent interview feature for you this evening with him. Let's forego the track of the week this time around and dive right into the interview. I was fortunate to be able to interview him a few weeks back. Here we talk production, DJing, and his Mediterranean tour starting this month. The lead track here is titled Sunset States, a collaboration with Glenn Morrison and Dusty Kid. Full track list and a selection of Dougal Fox web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Dougal Fox. Portugal-based, he's been producing and DJing over the past several years, and he has releases primarily on his own Ray of Light Records. He's held residencies in Australia and New Zealand and has been focusing on production and is gearing up for a tour this June. He drops new releases every Friday. His latest one is titled First Light. That dropped on May 17th and is available on Ray of Light Records and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Dougal Fox. Kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved or shifted over time?
First, thank you for having me on the show. It's an absolute pleasure. And I would say, in terms of my sound, definitely, yes, I would say it has a home within the melodic house and techno genre, as I tend to move from more club-focused melodic techno to the more uplifting progressive sounds, depending on the project and feeling at the time of writing. But my sound actually has evolved over time as I started collaborating with newer artists, actually.
Okay, let's jump back to the beginning here. Can you think of a couple artists and tracks when you were first introduced to this music that really hooked you on it?
Well, that's a great question, actually. I started when I was quite young, and there's a really handful of tracks I would say that were really inspirational to me at the time. So I'd say the first one was Sash Encore Une Fois, which was released in all the way back in 1997. And then following that, it was a track named Binary Finery 1998. That was a year later. That was also a great track. And then following that, it was a track by Dirty Vegas, Days Go By, which I believe was released in 2001. The reason I chose these tracks was I remember hearing on the local radio, because I was actually too young to head to the clubs at that time, and I was just blown away at to hearing this style of music, I guess. And then obviously then I started heading to the clubs in the early 2000s, so they were really, really inspirational and influential to me.
Okay, let's take a look at production here. When you are making tracks, which DAW do you work with and why?
Actually, yes. So I use both Ableton Live as normally my go-to. And this is where I create my ideas, getting my loops and creative ideas flowing. And then once I've got a good idea that's really working, then I tend to move over to Logic Pro, the more of the arrangement side of things.
So do you do all your MIDI work in Ableton and then shift those audio files over to Logic? Or do you find the sounds you like in Ableton and then go do that work in Logic?
Well, I think in Ableton, it has a very good way of working in the window of different scenes, as they call it. So I think I can create a lot of different scenes and play around with different concepts, different ideas, and jump really from a, as the name suggests, from a live environment. And once I'm happy with around a 1 minute loop and I've got some idea going, then I would then break it down and I'd move over to Logic Pro. I find Logic Pro more easy to work with when I start arranging the track than, of course, with all the effects, processing and the channels. I find Logic Pro very powerful for this, but Ableton's very good for a creative, fun way of coming up with an idea and a concept.
This is Peter O.
My name is Tracy Cooper.
Hey guys, this is Dinox.
Hello people, what's up? This is Latif.
Hello, this is Tim
and Dave from Ski Tour.
Hey, Simon Doty here, and you are listening to Techno Progressivo.
Okay, and then within both Logic and Ableton, do you typically use their in-the-box VSTs for your productions, or do you like to bring external stuff in and then possibly your own hardware as well?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, Ableton Live and both Logic Pro come with their standard VSTs. And when I first started out, I was very much, researching lots of different VSTs, adding many into the scheme, the project. Then I become very overwhelmed by when I wanted a certain sound, when I wanted to go to a certain preset, I would get drowned in all these VSTs actually. So then I kind of had a process where I cut all the VSTs out and I just used the standard in the box VSTs for reverb, for processing. I just kept them all the basic ones, and then I just basically built on that. And then in terms of just recently, for the last year or so, I built my own modular synth. I got very much into the modular world, let's say. And it's a much more fun way and a much more hands-on way of creating music, actually. So I've come away from using VSTs on the computer and drawing the MIDI, if you will, to more outboard synth gear. And it's just way more fun, way more creative, because you're using the knobs to actually, you know, move the sound rather than drawing an envelope, for example, in Ableton or Logic. So yeah, very much moved towards the outboard gear.
Okay, I'm just going to build on that a little bit. With the modular, are you able to hear sounds in your head and then just produce those with the machine? Or are you more experimenting and just finding sounds that you like that way?
Yeah, I think on the latter, I have a rough idea of what the sound I want to get, but then that actually evolves over time. So I could send MIDI to the outboard or to the modular synth. I would then tweak it and play around with it, and depending on the sound, I would then re-record it back in again to that channel. So initially I have an idea, but more than not, that idea gets morphed into something else. And that's the fun part of modular, because you can really play around with it and bounce different ideas, and the modular will produce a different sound, and then you record that back in again. So it's a very fun way of producing in the studio, actually.
Okay, let's jump back to the early days of production here for you. At that time, were there some elements of this that you really struggled to get over and achieve that professional polish? And if so, how did you navigate your way through that?
When you use the VSTs, and you can say 100 of VSTs, then you have all your sound presets and your libraries and, you know, loops and to go through. When I first started production, I found it very difficult to be able to not only produce a track from start to finish, I was also spending a lot of my time just going through all these sound design and sound preset libraries. and I was becoming extremely overwhelmed. And so I wasn't actually spending my time on creating. I learned that process. It was more just being drowned in these sound libraries. So I then streamlined by cutting all of the additional VSTs and sound libraries I'd bought and just worked with the standard package in Ableton and with Logic Pro. And that really helped me streamline the process of actually starting a project and then be able to finish a project. And yeah, then the more I did that, the better it became for me to have a process of working. You and me together,
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Dougal Fox interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with his track No Turning Back Now. Full track list and a selection of Dougal Fox web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Part 2 kicks off with the track Late Night Tales. Okay, let's talk about your label a little bit here. What is the good and the bad of running your Ray of Lights record label?
Well, I would say it's been a very big learning curve. To be honest, the label was started back in early 2022, But to be honest with you, I've enjoyed every minute of it. It's been a real honour working closely with like-minded fellow musicians, with like Glenn Morrison, for example, who actually heads up the A&R side of the label. And also being a producer myself and sending tracks to labels and then hopefully getting them signed. You can kind of understand the process when you're actually a label owner, when you receive demos, what you're looking for. And so it's a very organic way of having your own record label and producing for your own record label as well. So I'd say it's all good, actually. There isn't actually any bad. I love the process, and it's a real fun way to build relationships with fellow musicians.
Thank you.
Okay, we've talked about production here. Let's shift over to DJing. When you are mixing, what's your technology of choice? I see DJs, Traktor, Serato, and why?
Okay, so I guess when I first started, I was very much influenced by the early CDJs, and that's kind of what I stuck to for many, many years. Then I had a phase where I moved over to Traktor. And Traktor was a way to go because I could add an element of playing stems, and you curated a different energy on the dance floor because you're not just playing whole tracks as such. You could really break them down and play certain parts at certain times. So I really enjoyed that. But then now I've shifted back to using CDJs because it's just naturally been the way. I'm playing whole tracks again and try and make in a different way of creating a set. So for me, I prefer to use the Alanah Heath mixer with CDJ 2000s or 3000s seems to be the way to go. And I really would like to go back to exploring more of a hybrid setup as well. So moving away from CDJs, but having the CDJs there, but also use Ableton or having a keyboard with some outboard gear so I can create sort of a hybrid live solution.
Okay, let's talk about your gigging history here. What are some events that you played at in the past that have really stood out for you, and what made those so special?
Well, I used to have a residency at Sydney's Home Nightclub. It was many years ago now, which I have very, very fond memories of. It was my first residency. And so I got to warm up for good international acts coming in from overseas. And that way I built up my skills and my knowledge of the dance floor and how to play and how to act. You know, so that was a very, very fun memories of that.
And then you also have a tour coming up here shortly. What can you tell me about that?
We have a very exciting tour, actually, and it's a label tour, and it starts in June, a label showcase tour, and it's actually alongside my dear friend Glenn Morrison, who, as like I said, he heads up A&R, the label. We have a joint label, so we have my Ray of Light, and he has his label, Fall From Grace. So we're spanning across 9 locations within the Mediterranean. We have everything from open air clubs to intimate beach clubs in Ibiza. So very, very exciting.
Hey, this is Morgan Page.
Hey, this is Pete from Small Town DJs.
Hey, this is Miguel Mix.
Hi, this is Kevin Shue.
This is Bryn Lytle, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Okay, let's talk about your body of work here. What are a couple of tracks that you've made that really stand out for you as something special, and why?
To be honest, there's been quite a number of tracks that I've been very inspired by making. And I think for me, with the collaboration side, it was something that I've always been inspired by, working with other artists in the studio. And so for me, there was a track that I did with Dusty Kid and Glenn Morrison and myself, a track titled Sunset States. It was last year, released last year. And I'm very proud of this one. It was it organically come together very nice, and it has a lovely sound, and we just worked very well together. So that was a really, really great collaboration project that was good. And then actually I would say my latest release, First Light, which came out on Friday, because this track really ushered in a new rave sound that I've been trying to work with the outboard. And so this sort of, I think, naturally gave me a new direction in sound as an artist. So I'm very happy with how this track turned out.
Okay, I'm just going to follow up with that, with the Dusty Kid and the Glenn Morrison track there. I imagine when you're producing this, you're not all three in the same studio. You're sort of in your own corners of the world making it. How long is the process of putting all of that together? Is it something that takes a matter of weeks, months, or possibly even a year? And how does that all work for you guys?
So we sit in our separate studios. Dusty Kid is actually based in Italy, and Glenn Morrison is based in Toronto in Canada. And I'm currently based in my studio here in Portugal. So we're on sort of slightly different time zones. Basically the original concept was born with myself, and then Glenn worked on to build on that concept. And then we sent it over to Dusty, and then he added his own element and flair to the track. Then sent it back to myself. I then continued working on it, and then back to Glenn, and then back to Dusty Kid. So it was kind of a process where we all had to give our hand in the initial idea and kind of sign off, really. And then Dusty actually uses a lot of outboard gear as well as Glenn. So when we added the stems in, that we're all working with audio. So that's another important point when you're collaborating with artists. Instead of sending lots of MIDI stems, we actually send audio stems, so we can really play and morph through the sound and get each other's ideas creatively. And then it just naturally was born. And very, very great track.
okay gazing into the crystal ball here? What is your vision for yourself, both in production and DJing, as you continue to go forward?
So my vision is really to collaborate with as many inspiring artists as possible, because this keeps pushing myself creatively in and out of the studio. So that's really my goal, is to push forward. And also with DJing, I'm looking forward to being on the international circuit this summer in the Mediterranean, and to really share all the wonderful art that is electronic music. I have lots of unreleased work that I would like to showcase to the world, and this is going to be a wonderful platform to be able to showcase the label.
This has been Dougal Fox. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of his web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Remember to check out his latest release, First Light, out now on Ray of Light Records. Watch for him on tour starting in June in the Mediterranean, and thank you very much for doing this. We'll be right back.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Dougal Fox for agreeing to interview. It was a pleasure doing this interview. Some amazing underground prog house and melodic techno on offer for you there. Dougal Fox's track Spirit Place closed out the interview. Full track list and a selection of his web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. Also, remember to check out his webpage for more info on his upcoming tour this summer. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts. To give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by, keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to hop back 13 years in time to 2011 to showcase some excellent underground techno. Christian Smith serves up a remix for Spectre and Minimind's track Guillotine. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here next time.